Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on a sunny day. Sun shined yesterday and today, Cindy.
I know. That's exciting. It's supposed to be like 50-some degrees today, Paul.
Yeah.
Exciting. So.
Well, at least it's not snowing.
Not until tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I think we're actually out of it, though, is what I'm seeing anyway.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
It'll warm up soon enough, so that's good news. So, what's happening at the library, Cindy?
Well, this week we've got a couple things going on. On Wednesday, we have a Spring Fling art event here for after-school kids. We have got some after-school painting, and we are featuring rabbits, and we're going to have an actual live bunny here for kids to see and touch and hopefully not get any paint on that poor animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, kind of a fun thing, just a sprinkling little artsy thing on Wednesday, April 19th at 3:30 p.m. No registration is needed. Just show up and you can get to see a real live bunny as well as do some painting with some bunnies too. And then Thursday, super exciting. It is for all ages because I think a lot of us are rock hounds is what they call it. People who are interested in looking for all sorts of different kinds of rocks, and maybe you'll find a fossil or a piece of petrified wood when you're out on a walk. We will have Lyndon Johnson here, and he is kindly referred to as the Agate Man because he is always hunting for agates and semi-precious gemstones and all sorts of things. He's found an incredible collection of rocks and fossils and minerals and everything. And on his walks, he started quite a while ago. In 1995, he started taking his 3 and 5-year-old daughters on these kind of walks, and they would be searching for rocks and anything that they would find that would be something that was interesting. It kind of became a family pastime, and who knew that would lead to his professional field, and he now has more than 1,200 pounds of rocks in his collection that
wow.
he found just walking around central Minnesota. And so he's going to be here at the Appleton Library on Thursday, the 20th of April at 6:30 p.m. And he encourages you to bring anything you have found, maybe on a walk, in your yard, in the field, and he'll help you identify some of it if you're interested. It's just kind of amazing. If you check out his website, he has got pictures of all sorts of cool things that he has found on all these different walks and everything. And some things have kind of stumped him too, but yeah, he's been doing this for quite some time. I guess his biggest find is he found a 103-pound fossilized piece of coral.
Hmm.
So go figure.
Yeah,
huh?
Wow.
Okay. I know. So yeah, stop on down at the Appleton Library on Thursday, the 20th at 6:30 p.m. and meet Lyndon Johnson or our Agate Man here at the Appleton Public Library. Should be a pretty good time.
Yeah.
So I hope we have a good turnout for it.
Okay, that's this Thursday.
That's this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. here at the Appleton Public Library.
Mm-hmm. And of course it's free.
Of course, everything we do is free here.
Yep.
Yeah, we're into free. We like free.
You like free. People like free.
Yeah, I like free.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, come on down. So that's what we have going on this week here at the Appleton Library. Next week is National Library Week, and so you'll have to stop on down anytime the week of the 23rd. And come on down and see us. Let us show you what we have to offer and stuff. So stop on down. Of course, you can do that anytime, not just at National Library Week. We love to visit with people and help you find whatever you're looking for.
Right.
And everything, too. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move into what people are reading, Cindy.
Well, there are a lot of new things out there because, of course, it's April. April and October are a big month for a lot of new books to be put out. And so Kate Morton has a new book out in fiction. It's called Homecoming. It's an unemployed journalist connects events in a true crime book which details a long-buried murder in 1959 in South Australia to her own family. Curtis Sittenfield has a book out called Romantic Comedy. A late-night show sketch writer may become involved with a pop music sensation who is a guest host. Another one, Brandon Sanderson, Tress of the Emerald Sea. Tress stows away on a ship to look for the sorceress of the Midnight Sea. And Camp Zero by Michelle Ben Sterling is at a building project in remote Canada. A woman is on a secret mission to monitor the architect in charge. So next is nonfiction, which is books to true stories, I guess we should say. Sometimes that's kind of ambiguous, but Choosing to Run by Des Linden and Bonnie D. Ford. It's the Boston Marathon winner and Olympian shares her racing highlights and training methods. Anyway, and then A Fever in the Heartland by Timothy Egan is a Pulitzer and National Book Award-winning author. Details the Ku Klux Klan's rise to the height of its power in 1920s and how one brutalized woman's testimony diminished it. Interesting read. Follow Me to Hell by Tom Clavin is a portrayal of a ranger named Leander McNeely and his men in the 1870s Texas. Anyway, so those are some new books, and if you've got a favorite author or some one that you like to follow and read, stop on down. They may have a new book coming out, or we can let you know when it is. And, you know, we all are readers here, so let us help you pick something out. We've got lots of different areas of our library. We feature different authors or themes and things like that, too, just to kind of help kind of foster some new authors that you maybe had considered in the past.
Okay. Good. Real good, Cindy. So can people get a hold of you if they have any questions or want to... You do other things at the library, copies... other things too, right?
Yes, we do. We make copies for people. We of course have computers with the internet on it where you can make a copy of something yourself. We do a lot of different things here at the Appleton Library. And so stop on down. You can stop and visit us. We're open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us at our website or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on. Just make sure that you pick Appleton, Minnesota. We have a lot of people from Wisconsin that are calling us, texting us, writing to us.
Really?
That
happens.
Kind of funny.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Sure. And you have a great week, Paul.
You too, Cindy. Enjoy the week. Thanks again. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.